fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app.
Get packs of juicy red, green, black, or tri-color variety seedless grapes for $3.99 each. Then get tender boneless chuck roast or steaks for $4.99 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
WBSM presents The Tim Weisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Weisberg Show.
And a very good morning. Today is going to be a great day, not just because I'm sitting in for Tim, but the weather is supposed to be absolutely gorgeous. It's going to be like fall-like. And I know we shouldn't be talking about fall weather on the 22nd of August, but sometimes it is what it is. Plenty of sunshine, or as they say, more sun than clouds. And the temperature getting up to the mid-70s. To me, that is absolutely comfortable. Might not be a great beach day, but at least it's a nice day to be outside walking around and having yourself a good time. I'm Brian. I'm in today for Tim. Tomorrow I'm in for Chris. Saturday I'm in for me. And Phil has told you what he wants you to know. ABC did the same thing. Now I'm going to tell you what I want you to know. Red Sox, Red Sox, Red Sox. They beat the Houston Astros yesterday 4-1. The Patriots play next on WBSM Sunday, 8 p.m. We'll even have the pregame for you starting at 5 o'clock. What else? We have 125 shopping days before Christmas. There are. Just trust me on that. Woman friend's thinking, oh, there he goes again. Mayor Mitchell claims crime is down in the city of New Bedford. Apparently the crooks don't know that. They didn't get the memo. At least 3 homicides since the feast. Imagine this, a union threatening legal action against the Massachusetts trial court system. Legal action against the courts. They're going to go into a court and threaten legal action against the court. Okay. A Cape Cod woman looking to become a Bacon Hill lawmaker wants to abolish prisons. Politics really does make strange bedfellows. RFK Jr. set to endorse Donald Trump, possibly tomorrow afternoon. Last weekend, the Steward Health Hospital sales seemed like a done deal. Creditors say, no, it's not. From the I Need Work economy, Americans believe they'll be out of work, and right now they're looking for jobs. More after our quote of the day, which is after we learn a little bit more about today, August 22nd, 2024. It's Be an Angel Day. Be an Angel Day. Also, eat a peach. Now, my bad for not looking, but being a huge Allman Brothers fan, I should have looked to see if maybe Eat a Peach, the album, came out on this date. Eat a Peach Day. National Bad Day. Well, the weather's going to be good. National Bad, really? National Bad Day. It's also National Hamburger Day. Who's got the best hamburger around? National Hamburger Day. It's also National Pecan Tort Day. I guess. What else do we have? National Take Your Cat to the Vet Day. Have you ever taken a pet to the vet? Have you noticed how cats, well, not so much cats, but definitely dogs, they know the building. They don't want to get out of the car. They certainly don't want to go inside. I mean, they put up a big fuss. You know why? They know the last time you said, hey, we're going to go out for a ride and a walk, we got to this particular building. And then the next thing you know, they put me on a scale. It was cold. And then I got a shot and it hurt. Animals do not like going to the vet. It's also National Tooth Fairy Day. Oh, that used to be fun. Putting dollar. You know, when I was a kid, I was getting quarters. And I was happy to get a quarter. My kids, you had to put down a dollar. And I think at one particular time, we had to drop $5. What's the going rate for a lost tooth? You wonder why the economy's going all wacko. Playing tooth fairy gets very, very expensive. It's also Never Been Better Day. Maybe not if you're playing the tooth fairy. Maybe not if you're a cat going to the vet. But otherwise, it's Never Been Better Day. World Daffodil Day and World, and here's one. Whoa, whoa, whoa. World Plant Milk Day. Whew. World Plant Milk Day. You know the name Jacob Bar Simpson? Jacob Bar Simpson. He arrived in New York City, or what was then known as New Amsterdam. And he became the very first Jewish immigrant to the New World. 1654. Jacob Bar Simpson. Who has that on record? I wonder when Jacob got to New Amsterdam, if anybody said, can I see your papers? Was he considered undocumented? On this date in 1848, the United States annexes New Mexico. What a deal. Actually, it really is a good deal if you've ever driven through the state of New Mexico for the United States to, you know, basically score New Mexico and Arizona and California and Utah and Nevada and Colorado. And you wonder why the Mexicans are floating up into the United States, into those particular states. To them, they're going home. Or what used to be home. 1864 brought us the very first Geneva Convention. A dozen nations signed on the dotted line to the very first Geneva Convention. I wonder what Teddy Roosevelt was thinking on this date in 1902. When he became the very first president of the United States to to ride shotgun in a car. First president to ride in a car. I bet no other president's going to do this. This one caught my attention. Normally, I don't like to go down this particular road. But I had to bring it up. You know, and I know, Brazil is in South America. You know, and I know, Italy, Germany are in Europe. They're not that close. 1942, Brazil, in South America, declared war on Italy and Germany during World War II. Like they were going to be sending a whole bunch of troops over to Europe to fight? Were the Nazis sending a lot of folks to Brazil to fight? Wow. But that's what they did. They declared war. After declaring no twice, President Bill Clinton signs into law the Welfare Reform Act of 1996, which apparently the Welfare Reform Act of 1996 does not stop benefits from going to folks who entered the United States legally or illegally. Yeah, we can blame President Clinton. Remember, he didn't sign twice, so the Republicans had to go back to the drawing board, Newt Gingrich and company. So this is the deal. And the paperwork hasn't changed all that much since 1996. So we're a couple of years away from 30 years ago. The wealth, you know, these benefits for the longest times have gone to people that come into this nation illegally. If you want to help curtail, I don't mean end, curtail some of the people coming into the United States for the freebies, let's stop giving them the freebies. That's something an act of Congress can take care of. But it's my belief that they don't want to do that. You may think differently. Don't want to get hard and heavy at this particular time in the morning. The quote of the day, courtesy of Monthly Fee RX.
If you're spending less than $20 a month for prescription drugs, great. If not, then our Monthly Fee RX service might be a good option for you. Check for yourself at monthlyfeerx.com.
And today's quote comes from Melissa Gilbert. To me, at 44 years old, my book was a search for truth and identity. To me, at 44 years old, my book was a search for truth and identity. Really? What were you looking for? I read a little bit about her, and it doesn't sound like she had the greatest upbringing. However, part of that upbringing was Little House on the Prairie. Did Little Joe do anything? Jeez. Search for truth and identity. I have no idea when she said it, besides the book came out when she was about 44 years old. I hope she found what she's looking for, truth and identity. 508-996-0500 is how you get onto the program today. Tim is off. I am in. Oh, before I go into the break, I happened to be out on Sunday, and as I was coming back from, I was in Mattapoisett, actually. I was making my way back, and I took Route 6 into the city, and I zoomed down by the waterfront, looking at some of the boats that were parked, and I happened to notice over at Merrill's on the waterfront that there was a big party going on. And so I was curious, and I went up to Merrill's, and I said, geez, well, who are all these people? The New Bedford High School class of 1964, they were having their reunion, and it looked like it was a reunion brunch over at Merrill's. And I talked to a couple of the people from that class, and so I just thought I'd give out a nice little shout today. Congratulations to you guys. I hope it was a great reunion. Your 60th reunion, what a remarkable number. Welcome back. Brian in for Tim today. There was a story that that Phil did, and I'm still trying to find it for you. Plus, I want to tell you about the job report. But the story that Phil did deals with what's happening in some of the New Bedford schools this coming school year. And it's something that we've talked about before. I like to get to a point where, okay, so you're moving in this direction, and what are you hoping happens? And, you know, when you implement a policy, how do you know the policy is working? Here's what's being implemented. Cell phones will be turned off, taken away from students. In some of the schools, the cell phones will actually be placed in pouches. And then I guess at a particular time, end of class, end of school, you get the cell phone back. Now, I heard in Phil's story that one of the outcomes are, you know, better attention span in school and better outcomes. So my question always is, and please don't get me wrong, all right? I know that cell phones can be a distraction. I really do. I get distracted by the cell phone. I see people driving in their cars operating the cell phone, and you know, I'm thinking to myself, please don't hit me or somebody in my family. But here's a classic example. I don't know exactly what an outcome is, but let's hope that when we talk about schools and outcomes, we're talking about better grades, better test scores, better GPA. Well, what happens if that doesn't happen? Are you going to change the policy back? Or are you going to say, well, we're going to have to try something else and keep the policy that we have in place? Sometimes I think that school boards, superintendents, folks that run the schools, principals, they grasp at straws. They throw the spaghetti up against the wall, hoping that it will stick. They're not sure. In fact, they can't take their finger and say, ooh, if we can go back to, let's say, 2006, students didn't have cell phones, and we didn't have this problem because New Bedford test scores weren't all that great in 2006. So I think that there needs to be some type of measuring stick, measuring rod. All right, let's try this in year one and see what happens. Year two, let's see what happens compared to year one. But if you don't see any tangible results, then stop blaming it on the cell phones. Start saying, wait a minute, maybe it's what we're teaching or what we're not teaching. How often do you hear that? And I'm serious. How often do you hear that? It's the cell phones. That the cell phones are a distraction. My guess is, and I can only go from what I know and what I've experienced, the cell phone isn't a distraction when there's something of equal or better to catch someone's attention. So in other words, if what's going on in the classroom is more exciting than what's going on YouTube or Facebook or Instagram or you name it, then all of a sudden you've got a captivating audience or captive audience. Nobody ever looks at it that way. Oh, we can't keep the kids' attention because they're on their cell phones. Well, they may have been on the cell phones when they came in, but I'll tell you what, you come into that classroom and you drop a whole bunch of books on the floor, all of a sudden you're going to have rapt attention. Now, you got to keep it going longer than that, but I'm making my point. You were able to stop them from looking at the cell phone for that little bit of time. What else are you doing? Because quite frankly, here's what I believe. And I noticed this even back when I was in school, and there certainly weren't any cell phones back in that day. If the teacher is boring or the subject matter is boring, then the kids aren't going to be paying attention. To me, that makes sense. So I get the fact that you've got folks within the system that are saying, well, we got to do something about the cell phones because the cell phones are a major distraction. And yes, they are a distraction. They are an occupier. They are attention grabbing. But now that you've grabbed the phones away from the kids, what are you going to do to keep their attention on that teacher in the front of the room or the side of the room, wherever the teacher is in that classroom? 508-996-0500 if you'd like to comment about that. Democratic convention is going on in Chicago. To the best of my knowledge, there haven't been any major outbursts or anything along those lines. And that's good. I haven't heard a lot of talk about jobs. And it seems that Americans, the yous and me's, not so much me, but maybe you, are out job hunting. Job hunting. Yahoo Finance. You know, one of the things that, you know, we're talking about cell phones just a little while ago. There are so many different sources now to get news information that is credible news information. Who would have thought a decade ago that Yahoo Finance would be one of them? Here's what's going on. According to a survey that Yahoo Finance got a hold of from the New York Stock Exchange. No, the New York Fed. Americans are feeling very unsettled about the job situation at this particular time. About 28%, so that's more than one out of every four, are out job searching. They're getting up. They may be going to work right now. They're not sure that their job is going to be there by the end of this year. I should say actually the end of the state fiscal year, which will be June 30th. They're not sure that they're going to be able to keep the job that they have right now. And the likelihood of becoming unemployment is so high, it's the highest since the survey's been going on. And that survey was started about a decade ago. So people are feeling unantsy. Just to be straight up about this, it's not that they feel that Donald Trump needs to come and rescue them and take care of things, or that they believe that Kamala Harris is going to be able to do it. They are feeling antsy about the economy. So, you know, a lot of people are talking about, yeah, well, it is the economy. That's what folks are going to be voting on. I'm not sure that means a vote for one or the other. I think at one particular time when Joe Biden was in the race, that it was a foregone conclusion. And I do believe at this particular time, and certainly after, let's say, when I do my show on Saturday morning, after RFK Jr. has given his endorsement to Donald Trump, I think that the lead will be even stronger at this particular time for Donald Trump. But my guess is that the folks that are out looking for work will be out looking for work that Saturday or the following Monday, because they're not going to care about who RFK Jr. is endorsing. They're not going to care if Donald Trump wins, will be adding RFK Jr. to his cabinet or giving him some other kind of post. They are worried right now about their employment. And let's face it, this nation has record debt. And just to be fair, we had record debt as Donald Trump entered office and left office. So this record debt has been going up year after year after year after year after year after year. I think we can take it back to the Obama administration. So where does that leave us? What I'm trying to do is show that this is not Republican. This is not Democrat. It's caused by both, maybe. But it isn't something that rests on the shoulders of one particular president, not one particular congressional administration. It's all part of the same. All part of the same. I mean, wages have gone up. Wages have gone up. But the people are not feeling good at this particular time. And I'm not sure that on November 6th, whether Kamala Harris or Donald Trump win, that they're really going to be feeling all that great afterwards. Yeah, you've got the faithful that will be very happy if their candidate wins. But I'm not sure that the temperature in the nation is going to be all that high. And we're getting to that particular time. I don't know if you've noticed, but there are a lot of places that are, when I say semi-seasonal, they're open for the summer season and sometimes a little bit longer, like a lot of the ice cream shops, you know, the Oxford Creameries, the Lickety Splits, the Handy Hills, places that open sometime April or May, and they usually close sometime around October. Have you noticed that these places have hours that have been reduced? And one of the side, the sign at Lickety, the sign at, what was the other place that I saw this? Maybe Oxford, where they're cutting back on hours because they don't have the people power to keep the place open. And isn't that happening all around? Restaurants are closing. Stores are closing or filing bankruptcy. Stewart Health. I mean, there are a lot of arrows that we can shoot when it comes to Stewart. But the general temperature in this nation is that while it may look good on the outside, the facade is nice. Inside, people are hurting. People are hurting. And I as much as this always turns out to be something political, I think it goes a lot deeper than that. Maybe I'm wrong. And correct me if you think I am wrong. You might just think, well, if we get this administration out and get the Trump administration in, things will be better. (508) 996-0500 to get onto the program today. Going to take a quick one. Take your calls on the other side.
Tim Walz accepts the VP nomination for the Democrat Party. COVID-19 makes a mark on U.S. life expectancy and your chance to see some rock legends like you never have before.
From the WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
Minnesota Governor Tim Walz officially accepted the Democrat nomination for vice president during night three of the Democratic National Convention. He talked about growing up in Nebraska and about his and Vice President Kamala Harris's vision for America. Former President Trump, meanwhile, holding his first outdoor rally since his assassination attempt. He took to the stage in Asheboro, North Carolina, Wednesday with bulletproof glass in front of and behind him. He said Democrats make it personal.
Sure. Please stick to policy. Don't get personal. And yet they're getting personal all night long, these people. Do I still have to stick to policy?
Trump went after Kamala Harris, saying she'll destroy the country. He criticized her for the influx of immigrants at the border. Beyonce is reportedly threatening the Trump campaign with a cease and desist order. Rolling Stone reports the threat from the superstar's team came after a Trump campaign spokesperson posted a video clip of former President Trump getting off his plane set to Beyonce's song Freedom. The Harris campaign quickly received permission from Beyonce to use the song after she entered the race following President Biden's decision to drop out. The White House says President Biden spoke with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Wednesday. Brian Shook reports.
The leaders discussed the efforts to get a ceasefire deal between Israel and Hamas done. The White House said Vice President Kamala Harris was also on the call. Earlier this week, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken traveled to Israel to meet with Netanyahu. Blinken said Israel had agreed to a ceasefire deal, and it was now on Hamas to accept the proposal. I'm Brian Shook.
The COVID-19 pandemic is leaving a long-term mark on society in the form of decreased life expectancy. Phil Hewlett explains.
According to an analysis of all 50 states by the Centers for Disease Control, babies born in a majority of states in 2021 should expect to live a nine-month shorter life than the 79-year average the prior year. That's the case in 38 states, while 11 states held steady, or in the case of New Jersey, the projected lifespan increased by a year and a half. I'm Phil Hewlett.
And more news on living. Human beings age faster at two points in their lives, scientists have found. A new study showed that humans have two faster bursts of aging at a molecular level at the ages of 44 and again at 60. Research showed that aging happens this way rather than in a consistent linear fashion. At those two ages, the ability to metabolize caffeine and alcohol notably decreases, and there are more muscle injuries and fat accumulation. And U2 fans will have the chance to once again experience the band at the Las Vegas Sphere, this time on film. The Rock and Roll Hall of Famers and the Cutting Edge venue announced VU2, an immersive concert film at Sphere Las Vegas, will debut there September 5th. The Irish rockers opened the venue last year, selling out 40 shows and reportedly raking in $256 million in revenue. Guitarist The Edge said the goal of the film is to give moviegoers as close to the live concert experience as possible, and then some. The residency saw U2 play their classic 1991 Achtung Baby album in its entirety, along with some of their greatest hits.
WBSM Sports.
Red Sox coming home following Wednesday's 4-1 win over the Houston Astros, getting ready for a game with the Arizona Diamondbacks on Friday night. And Patriots' final preseason game is Sunday. They're out west to play the Washington Commanders, and we'll bring you the game right here on WBSM.
Now, your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
Another sunny day teed up for you on the South Coast. Crisp and comfortable with a slight chance of a passing shower. Expect highs in the mid-70s and lows in the mid-50s. Friday, even warmer. Temperatures approaching 80. Humidity is up slightly, but it won't be a major issue. And we can expect plenty of sunshine through the weekend. I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's news talk station, WBSM, and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
You're listening to the Tim Weisberg Show. Call 508-996-0500.
And welcome back. So the story was in New Bedford Light about the cell phone policy, the modification, where, you know, and, you know, the schools have always had this policy, well, you know, don't use your phone during school. High school is going to stick to that plan. Normandin and Roosevelt Middle Schools and one of the charter schools will be using these pouches and lock boxes to enforce cell phone restrictions. But at New Bedford High School, they will enforce the pouches on students that violate the cell phone policy. How long do you think that will be before they try to make this change? I get it. You know, I get it, because administrators, teachers, they don't know what else to do. They see the cell phone as the big problem. You know, maybe it's as simple as putting some of the lesson plans online so the students have to be looking at the lessons. And by the way, as much as I want each and every student to do well, it gets back into, here we are, forcing kids, forcing their families to make them study stuff that maybe they just don't want to study. And we talk about critical race theory. We talk about sex education and whatnot. There are things that clearly folks complain about. Now, if we were to say, well, we can't get the students to learn about the sex education or the genderism that's going on in school, you probably wouldn't care. You'd probably say, well, let them look at their cell phones. They're probably getting more information on that cell phone than they're getting in the classroom. So there's a six of one, half dozen of the other here. And, you know, I get it. You know, it looks good. It's sexy. That's what it is. It's sexy. You're hearing that the school system is doing something about the cell phones. And it's not just New Bedford, Dartmouth. Dartmouth does the same thing. In order to try to get kids to study better. Pay attention in class. I say if the kids don't want to be there, let's not force them to be there. That way the kids that do want to be there get more attention. Oh, no, we can't do that. We have to have this policy. You got to show up for 180 days or you have to be on your deathbed. And then we say at a particular age, you're done. Case in point, you're 18, 19 years old. They don't want you going to the high school anymore. Now you have to pay to go to night school or you get your GED. I don't know if they charge to get a GED or not. But we talk about money going for school. Roosevelt Middle School is spending $16,000. Not a whole bunch of money. $16,000 for these pouches for approximately 800 students. This $16,000 counts toward the dollar amount that the state, the city, the school system say that they spend to educate a child each and every year. $16,000 on pouches. And the transportation budget is even larger, as you can well guess. So, where does it stop? You wonder where the money is. You wonder why there's not enough money to pave the roads. It's what happens when you try to force this type of issue. 508-996-0500. Oh, welcome back. Brian in for Tim today. I'm just reading over the story in New Bedford Light. Does the name Tammy Morgan mean anything to you? Tammy Morgan, she is a central office administrator over at the Prob building. What does that tell you? Central Office Administrator. Again, part of that $15,000 to $20,000 per year per student. That's part of the money right there. She has a very interesting line that is written up here in the New Bedford Light. First of all, she is keeping the door open for the possibility that the high school will eventually implement lockboxes or pouches for its students, saying our end goal is to have a consistent system used across our middle schools and eventually in our high school as well. I get it. You get it, right? But check this out. Morgan said the district will be tracking the implementation of the new lockboxes and the pouches and said that both behavior and academic data could be part of what the district analyzes.
We're so confident.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get packs of juicy red, green, black, or tri-color variety seedless grapes for $3.99 each. Then get tender boneless chuck roast or steaks for $4.99 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.